Can prayer life be boring? Very especially praying the Holy Rosary. Its nature of being monotonous and repetitive can make us lethargic and the prayer uninteresting. But if I tell you, we can make this prayer very lively and very fruitful and very interesting. How? We learn in this episode. Please do watch till the end to know all that ways to make the Holy Rosary interesting and fruitful. Welcome to Greater Glory of God podcast. Holy Rosary very often is seen as very repetitive and monotonous prayer, and moreover is something written by somebody else or made by someone else, and you are just saying. And believe me, very often when we pray the Holy Rosary, we are not present there. Our mind is wandering somewhere else. My hand is playing with the rosary beads, and I am somewhere else, and just my mouth is uttering those words. It can happen to you and to me, and it does happen. But there are ways and means and techniques through which we can make the Holy Rosary one of the most interesting and fruitful and lovely prayer. Let's see step by step. First of all, do you prepare for your prayers, be it for the Holy Rosary, be it for any other ways of prayers? Preparation for prayer is very essential. The better you prepare, the better the prayer life becomes, and better you'd feel, and also you will experience the fruits of the prayer. It's not merely getting what we are asking for, but very specially building up of our relationship with God Himself. What is Holy Rosary? Very often people see it as a repetitive prayer, nothing to do with the Holy Scripture. It is very far from truth. The Holy Rosary is essentially based and founded on the Holy Scriptures. You take any mystery, it's based on the Scriptures. In the initial stages, when people were illiterate, and also the Word of God, the Holy Scripture, the Holy Bible was not available in the vernacular languages, in their own languages, people had no other way than say the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and few Psalms, which were taught them by heart, and people learned by heart and repeated them. But today, when the Holy Scripture is with us, most of us have our own personal copy of the Holy Scripture, the Holy Bible. But still, the Holy Rosary is very powerful instrument of our relationship with God, and also to fight against the evil spirits, the evil ones in the world. And that is how the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother, the mother of God, while introducing and giving the Holy Rosary, told about this powerful prayer. As I said, we need to prepare well for prayers. In the preparation, what are the things need to be prepared? First of all, we need to prepare ourselves mentally. Make ourselves aware where we are going, why we are going, and how we are going to pray. If the intentions are clear, it becomes very interesting, and we also can be prepared fully well for what is to come. Secondly, preparation about the place. Where do we pray the Holy Rosary? Definitely, it can be prayed while you drive your vehicle, while you walk, in your living room, in the chapel, in the prayer hall, anywhere it can be prayed. But if you are going to pray in your room or in your prayer hall, make sure that the atmosphere is conducive for prayer. It's not distracting. Keep the mobile phone, if not switched off, at least in the silent mode. And see to it that other distractions are kept away. Yes, this is one of the most important time of your life when you are going to enter into dialogue and relationship with God. And also, we are going to be in the company of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That is why this prayer is very essential for us in our Christian life. As the saints used to say, we are at the school of the Blessed Virgin Mary when we pray the Holy Rosary. Because it's through her eyes, it's through her perception that we are going to reflect and contemplate on the very life of Jesus, her son. That's how this becomes very powerful. So preparations are done. And also make sure that books used, whatever books you are using for the Holy Rosary, make sure that those books are kept ready in the place where you go to pray. And also don't forget to take the Holy Rosary in your hand. It's very essential, because very often people think that the Holy Rosary is just to count the Our Father and the Hail Marys. No, it's much more than that. You know, when we learn to read, when we learn to write, our parents, especially our mothers, helped us holding our hands to write. This is a way of holding. You will experience that you are holding the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary, or she is holding your hands. We experience that when we are in that atmosphere, when we are praying with faith that the Blessed Virgin Mother is with us, and also we are in communion with God. And the Holy Rosary falls under all varieties of prayer, all methods of prayer. It can come under vocal prayer, mental prayer, and also contemplative prayer. All three are at different levels. But definitely, the Holy Rosary falls under all these. That's how it becomes very powerful and also very interesting. Now, we have come to the place of prayer. First of all, let us make ourselves aware of the presence of God by bringing our mind under control. Just listen to the voices in your mind and bring them all under the feet of the Lord. Surrender them. It could be your responsibilities, your worries, your tensions. So many things can come in our minds. Just keep them under the feet of the Lord. They will be there. Once you have made yourself aware of the presence of the Lord and also kept all the distractions under the feet of the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Because we are going to contemplate and live in the mysteries of the Lord. So the assistance of the Holy Spirit is very essential. And also pray to the Blessed Mother. Ask her to accompany you and ask her to help you to pray well. Once that is done, you can bring all the intentions for which you are going to pray the rosary. And if anything else you want to pray for, you can just spend a few moments. Then you begin the Holy Rosary. Take the Holy Rosary in the hands. Then, holding the crucifix in your hand, pray the Apostles' Creed. Just a caution and also a suggestion. If you want to pray and not say prayers, we need to make the words we use our own. Be it the Our Father, be it the Apostles' Creed, be it the Hail Mary, any prayers. We use so many prayers in the Holy Rosary and even otherwise. Very especially the prayers made and used by great saints. They are very helpful. We need to use them. But the question is, have I made them my prayers? That's how we need to find, am I praying them or am I saying prayers? Am I praying or am I saying prayers? Both are very different. And how to make those prayers my own? Just for example, when we pray the Our Father, let those words come from the depth of our hearts. Add the emotions into it. When I call my Father, Father, my Father, through whom God gave me birth, any number of times, even if I call Him or address Him, the love remains the same. And there is that emotion attached to it. That's how we need to pray the Our Father. Add emotions to it. Let those words come from your heart, from the depth of your heart. As I had said in the beginning, they can become very monotonous. But when we are adding emotions, when the intentions are there, and when those words are made my own, believe me, you'll enjoy praying the Holy Rosary, even any other prayers. And a question arises in mind, and very often people ask also, Father, why to say so many times the Hail Mary and so many times the Our Father? Can they be fruitless because we are repeating them? If you are in love with someone, how often do you tell the other person, I love you? Do you feel bored up? Do you feel out of place? Do you feel lethargic or monotonous? Or using the same words, you would never feel. Neither you, the person using those words, nor the person hearing those words. Because those words are coming from the depth of your heart. So they cannot be boring. Likewise, when our prayers are coming from our hearts, they cannot be boring, but they become very powerful. That's so we need to make the words we use in prayers our own. Make them your own. And as I said, these words, very especially the Our Father and the Hail Mary, are taken from the scriptures itself. They are there in the Bible. And so we are repeating those words, especially Hail Mary. We are repeating the words of the angel Gabriel. And also when the Blessed Mother visited Elizabeth, there the Holy Spirit through Saint Elizabeth proclaimed the greatness of the Blessed Mother. We are using those words, definitely. But now they become our own, mine when I use them. I am proclaiming. And when we start praying, as I had said, take the crucifix in your right hand and cross yourself, surrendering yourself at the feet of the Most Holy Trinity. And holding the crucifix itself, proclaim the Apostles' Creed. That is your faith. That is our faith. We are proclaiming our faith, which is again based on the Holy Scriptures. And then we come to the next stage, the next bead, or rather the first bead, where we hold this and say one Our Father, and then three Hail Marys, and then Glory be to the Father. Once that is done, we have to proclaim the first mystery of the day. As we know, the entire life of Jesus is given to us in four parts under 20 mysteries. And when we take the first mystery, when we are proclaiming it, if possible, you can take the particular passage from the scriptures as we are proclaiming and read. Once read, close your eyes and go to that place of that event and be a participant of the event. That is what contemplation is all about. We don't be a spectator or a bystander, but rather become participants. We get involved in the event. For example, if it is a Monday or a Saturday, we pray the joyful mysteries. And the first mystery is the Annunciation. You can read from the scriptures. If not possible, you close your eyes. Just to see in front of you the Blessed Mother, the young virgin, praying or doing certain works. And suddenly there comes the angel Gabriel in all his splendor. And see the interaction, the reaction of both these persons, both the Blessed Mother and also the angel. Do you think the angel must have been standing and proclaiming in pa? I don't think. Because the greeting, the words used there, reflect the reverence the angel had in his heart when he took the name of the Mother of God. So we need to also go into that state. And also, as you go through, just to spend a few moments, you'll realize that every time you do this, every time you are going to get new understanding, a fresh understanding of those mysteries. Because as I said, here we have the Blessed Mother with us and also the Holy Spirit who is praying within us. And definitely we are going to get new understanding, better understanding, new revelation about each mystery. And pray the Holy Rosary, especially all these five mysteries, in the same manner. And now you are not somebody who is watching from outside, but you have become a participant, a member of all those events. And believe me, it becomes very powerful. And you would love to pray, very especially the Holy Rosary. And also, you would begin to love the Blessed Mother if you have not done. Because you would begin to see her, not from your perspective, but from the perspective of God. Once you have finished all the 5 decades, the other prayers also, when you say, as I had said, make them your own. Feel it. Add emotions to them and pray those words. Don't say words, pray the words. And thus, the Holy Rosary can become very powerful, very meaningful, and never monotonous, never boring. And very specially in the company of the Blessed Mother. May God bless you, and very specially while praying the Holy Rosary, do remember us, and very specially the entire church. May God bless you.